Hi, and welcome to Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
Welcome. I am Tabitha. Give me Dateline, white wine, and I'll pick up your kids in the carpool line.
The next day, right?
Yeah, the next day.
Okay. And I am Gretchen. I like white wine, true crime, and in bed by 9 because I have a lot of stuff to do in the morning.
We are Housewives of True Crime.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. Welcome.
Welcome.
Housewives of True Crime.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome to Monday.
It's post-Easter. Everyone had their chocolate bunnies.
They did. I actually bought chocolate bunnies yesterday at CVS for a whopping, they're tiny too, for $7 each. I was like, what the
Oh, they really get
actual
you.
F? It's a $7 chocolate. It better be really good. And I think it's hollow too. Not even a whole chunk of chocolate.
Well, I mean, I kind of think it's better.
Oh, the hollow
chocolate. Yeah.
I think it's so good when it's like a big chunk, but that's just me. Okay. So last time we talked, I think on Patreon or our bonus content, which if you are not listening on there, then I don't know, you guys must be stuck under a rock. But we talk lots of stuff. So go listen on Patreon, or if you listen on Apple, just click on that little clink clink club. But I was telling you about this plaque that I had as a, like when we first met, you know, we would put stuff up in our house. Like you had that cross that had, that you had given me at one time. You remember?
You know, I do. Yeah. I think I bought it. I bought it at some home store that's like defunct or whatever. Like one of those stores that sells like all the like furnishings from Mexico.
Yes.
And I still have it. It is in a closet of mine. I gave it to Tabitha. She gave it back to me.
Yes.
I don't have it hanging up in my house, but I have a real problem getting rid of a cross, even though it doesn't really match my style anymore, which is probably why you gave it back to me in the first place. I shouldn't have accepted it.
It is why. Well, no, I had it in the donation pile. And then you were like, I think I'll take that back. And I was like,
I was worried about your, your eternity.
Yes.
You're welcome.
Okay. So this is one of my moves is when I got rid of it. And I also had this little, it was like a 3x6 inch plaque with a Chinese symbol on it. And it says on the bottom, harmony. Okay.
Okay.
Or happiness, something like that. Well, maybe a couple months ago, we just moved and we were, you know, fixing up this house. And the only people that were in or around this house were like the workers. And I came to go look at it. And outside in like the construction zone was this plaque, the same one from way back when. And so I said, oh, Sean, did you get that out of storage? Like, that's so weird that you just picked up this random plaque that I had from 1999. And he's like, no, but I thought that looked familiar just sitting there. And I was like, wait, what do you mean? And it actually, I think I gave it away, Gretchy. Like, I think it's one of those ones that I like.
To you.
Yes, dude. And so I have gone to like great lengths to see who the heck put this random plaque that I had on my doorstep, basically. No one's come forward. No one. And so I looked. I was
ding dong ditched you a harmony plaque, is what you're saying.
Yes. And so I thought to myself, well, I'm going to look it up. Maybe it's at the Hobby Lobby now. Like maybe they regenerated these same things. No, dude. The only way you can get these are they're vintage. they're vintage, and a couple people have sold them on eBay. So
interesting.
Real weird.
I just decided I'm going to send you that cross for your housewarming gift.
You should actually, I will put it up. I have space for it. I would like it actually. I'm going to put it in our podcast studio.
Oh, really? I was thinking the podcast studio was going to be much cuter than that.
I can put it somewhere.
Kind of like pop arty.
It
you
is
like
pop
how
arty.
I'm like, it's my studio too.
It is.
You know?
It is.
Why not?
It's just states away. It is for sure your studio.
Yeah.
When you come to visit, you can record in there with me.
So excited. I'm gonna this summer. That's gonna be so exciting.
Yeah, it is.
But you know what else is exciting? I'm going to Hawaii.
Yes.
For spring break. That's probably where I am right now when you're listening to this. So I had a laundry list of tasks, you know, things I've subscribed to, I needed to cancel, you know, mm-hmm. pay the gardener.
Yeah.
Stuff, you know, the kind of stuff we all need to do.
You put the big girl panties on for the week.
I really did.
She even did.
And one of the things I had to do was walk into the Orange Theory and quit the gym.
Okay? Wait, you were doing so good there. What the hell?
My friend Courtney convinced me that the HIIT workouts are not going to help me get skinny.
I don't know.
I should be walking.
Okay. So you can't. So what? She says you got to do weights, I'm sure.
She says I got to do weights and walking. And actually, it has been working.
Yeah.
And my Orange Theory is really crowded all the time. And so they charge you $12 if you don't show up for the class. But I always get waitlisted. And then the class is at 6 a.m. and they send me a confirmation at 4 a.m. And like, I'm not trying to like read a text at 4 a.m. to find out. And so then I'm like, it's not working for me. It's just not.
Except you do read my text at 4 a.m. And then I'm like, why are you up at 4 a.m.?
That's true. That's true. In all honesty, if I do see the Orange Theory text, I'm like, I can't think about going to the fucking gym, no. But I can always think about crime.
Yeah, it's true.
Tasks at hand, right? Anyway, so I walked in and was like, with a big smile on my face, I'm like, I want to quit the gym. They like all gathered around. My biggest fear. But I'm like, no, I talked myself into this. I'm strong enough. I had my son in the car, like, you could do it, mom. You can quit the gym.
Yeah.
And I kept repeating it. I mean, they offered me everything under the sun. And I did end up actually buying a package of classes. So I will still have to go and use up these 10 classes.
Yes.
But I'm not going to get charged monthly.
Okay. So I have to do that also at the F45 because I have not gone.
Quit the gym. Yes. It's hard.
I love the like owner. And so I'm like, I just suck it up, but then it's like so dumb. Like I haven't even gone.
It is so dumb.
So lame.
Just say you want to buy a package.
Okay. That's a good idea. All right. I could do that.
Also, I just want to gripe that, well, not really gripe. I'm going to turn this around.
Okay.
Instead of griping about family, I am going to shout out all my friends because I went back to school night last night and everyone was like, girl, you got your hair done. It looks so good.
Wait,
literally
back to
every single person.
But how do you go back to school? Isn't it like something else in the spring?
I don't know. It's kind of stupid, right? I didn't even want to go, but my kids like really like made me do it. And one of my kids had the science fair.
Yeah.
So it was like, I got to go see my science project because I did the whole fucking thing. I wanted to see it on display, how it, you know,
worked,
matched up to everybody else's science projects. Turns out I killed it.
Oh, good.
By the way.
And everybody liked your hair. And did you tell them all about five times?
Of course I did. Of course I did. They said your hair is looking so good and healthy, blah, blah, blah. And you got it did. You know who didn't say anything about it?
Who?
My whole family. My whole family.
They
not one
notice.
Child, one husband did not notice.
Come on.
Serious.
She did get it highlighted. And then her hairstylist
like a lot.
Like,
I'm ready like, for summer.
I know you are. Your hairstylist was like, your hair is healthier than ever. And then you said, yes.
I'm like, white blonde. I'm using the Five Crimes Luminous Lust. So I am tan. Yeah,
you look so
I'm
good,
like,
actually.
Hoeing it out, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Total Orange County bitch right there. Okay. Mm-hmm. Should we get this party started?
Yeah. Let's do it.
Let's go. All righty, Gretchy Poo. The story this week comes out of Memphis, Tennessee.
Ooh.
And you know, we are headed to Tennessee soon for CrimeCon.
We sure are.
So if you guys have not got your tickets to CrimeCon, I urge you to do so. Use our code Housewives and you get a little discount. We get a little like credit and we're going to have a real good time. Okay. So come see us there. Also, Gretchy, aren't you from Tennessee?
I'm not. It's home of Dolly Parton.
Oh, because you're the only 10 I see right now, baby.
Oh, shit. I can't believe I did not pick up what you were putting down right there. Oh, my God. I am slow. It has been a minute since I've been on the scene. That's a good one.
I know. I was like, I got to throw it in there. All right. So joking aside, let's get to this case. It's the case of NBA superstar Lorenzen Wright. Lorenzen was born November 4th, 1975 in Mississippi, which shout out to Lynn from Mississippi, Lindsay from Mississippi, and Lindsay's mom, Mary, who's one of our longtime listeners. And Mary shout is out. Just like the sweetest lady in all of God's land. And I always feel like so weird that she listens because I'm like, I'm not as holy and nice as you. But
it's not, you're not. No, it's true.
But I am sometimes. Okay.
You don't completely suck. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Lorenzen was born and raised where Mary actually currently lives in Oxford, Mississippi. I think that's also where Ole Miss is. People really like that school.
They really do.
Lorenzen's parents divorced when he was young. He lived with his mom in Oxford and then visited his dad in Memphis often. Lorenzen's dad, Herb, moved to Memphis shortly after the divorce, and Lorenzen really became to love the city of Memphis, so much so that by his senior year, Lorenzen moved in with his dad to finish up high school in Memphis. During his time in Mississippi and in Memphis, this 6'11" stud was a standout basketball player, which is really a good thing if you're that damn tall. Like, you should have some feet under you to play some ball.
I'm so worried about my tall children not being able to play sports.
In my opinion.
Because, you know, everybody's going to ask them, what sports do you play?
It's true.
It's and Willa's going to say, well, I draw pictures.
Well, she's playing volleyball.
Colored pencils. Playing is a strong word.
Okay. She's taking a liking to
goes to volleyball. She does attend.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. All right. So everyone knew that Lorenzen was going places. Also, by the way, a lot of times when you're that tall, you aren't athletic, right? Like, your feet are too big for your body. You're like, I think to be that tall and be athletic is kind of not everyone is.
Okay.
So I don't think it's that worrisome that Willow's tall and not athletic. Although I could see her getting better at volleyball.
We'll see.
We'll see.
Okay. Here's hoping.
Here's hoping. All right. So Lorenzen's going places. Even his summer basketball coach's daughter saw something in Lorenzen when he went to Nashville to play some summer ball. Shara, the coach's daughter, who was 21, Lorenzen only 16, was taking a liking to him, which Lorenzen is very handsome, but I don't think a 21-year-old like me at 21, I would not be into a 16-year-old boy, just saying. But Shara did not mind the distance of him living in Mississippi or the age gap.
Wait, tell me this again.
Yes. Okay.
She's 21, he's 16?
Right.
That's illegal. I don't like none of that.
It is illegal if they were more than friends. I'm not sure. I mean, she lived in Tennessee and he lived in Mississippi at the time. So I know she took a liking to him. I do think that they probably had sexual relations before he was 18, but I'm not sure how long before that. But yes, like, she took a liking to him. They started a long distance kind of friendship that turned into romance, which had Lorenzen kind of smitten, and then he ended up moving to Mississippi or to Memphis to be with his dad, finish out his senior year, probably most likely be closer to Shara.
To bang her. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Got it.
All of that.
All caught up.
Yeah. Shara was a real beauty herself. She was super tall, which was super good for Lorenzen. She was athletic and a real looker. And she seemed to be willing to follow Lorenzen around, which she would really have to do because this kid would eventually be off to the NBA. After high school, Lorenzen attended University of Memphis, where he played basketball and was an all-around stud, getting All-American by his sophomore year. His sophomore year came with big changes in the family. Also, Shara became pregnant with their first of 7 babies.
Stop it.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of kids. A lot of children. A
lot of kids.
Yes. After
I'm already feeling sorry for him, though, because I mean, he has like no freedom. He gets hooked up with this chick from the time he's in high school, and he's a college athlete, and he doesn't even get to, you know.
Well, I don't know.
Or he probably banged around in his marriage because he was an athlete.
That's right. We'll get to that. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes. Those basketball players, they tend to not be super loyal to their wives. So after the baby was born, Lorenzen's skills in basketball were real recognizable, so much so that he was drafted to the Los Angeles Clippers in 1996.
Ooh.
Which, if I am correct, I think that is the same year that Kobe Bryant was drafted to.
Possibly. It was right around then.
Yeah.
To the Lakers.
Right. Lorenzen was at the Clippers. Lorenzen would go on to play the NBA for 13 years, which is pretty amazing in the land of professional sports. Mm-hmm. He played for the Clippers. Then he went to the Seattle Seahawks and finally back to Memphis, where he would spend the majority of his career. Lorenzen.
Wait.
Yes.
The Seahawks are a football team, not a basketball team, Tab.
Man,
he played for Seattle. Let's just leave it at that.
I thought it was at the Seahawks. Maybe he didn't even play for fucking Seattle. I don't know.
He played somewhere else, played around, bounced around. He played for the Clippers.
He definitely played in Atlanta. He played in Memphis for a good 7+ years. I could have swore it was Seattle, but yeah, sorry. I got all my sports mixed up.
We get you. Okay. Got it.
Damn it. Okay. So anyways,
at least it's not Fayetteville. It's fine.
You definitely have never lived that one down.
No.
Okay. Lorenzen loved Memphis, which by the way, is where his wife had family. He had family. So it was just perfect place for him to play. Having the extended family and a large plethora of children, you know, you need some grandparents around. Lorenzen became the face of Memphis. He was super generous on and off the court. He became very wealthy. After each team that he went to, he just kept getting paid more and more, right? And so these salary increases got him wealthy very fast. And Lorenzen was very generous with his money. He would buy homes and cars for people that he loved, as well as himself. He hosted camps for kids and helped people in need. He bought underprivileged kids' shoes. He put one just random kid that had a problem in a trust. I mean, this guy was really super, super generous, which I fully appreciate when you come into a lot of money.
Yeah.
He was happy to distribute his wealth, and Shara was happy to take on all that wealth. She only wanted the best of the best and the top of the top once they came into money. Designer handbags, clothes, makeup, homes, cars, and jewelry. Oh, this girl had the freaking jewelry, Gretchy. Bling.
She did.
Bling. She was also not afraid to flaunt her jewelry. She even told a reporter one time that she had house notes on her ears. Which I'm like, damn.
What does that mean?
Her diamonds could buy a house.
Okay, I'm sorry, but that is just silly to me. It's a little silly.
Well, listen, I go to Express to buy my earrings because I'm scared I'm going to lose them all the time.
So. I get it. If you're uber wealthy and you've got some jackpot earrings and you're going to one of them, galas or the opera or whatever, and you pull them out of the safe and you put them on for that day. But I do not care if you have $100 billion. It is stupid to walk around with $1 million earrings on a daily. You might as well put them on the bottom of your fucking shoes. Don't make no sense to me.
Yeah.
We're not going to hang out.
I'd hang out with you. You could wear your $1 million earrings. I'll still hang out with you.
Yeah. Todd will hang out with you.
All right.
I'm not even wearing my wedding ring to Hawaii.
Really?
Well, I'm in the water the whole time.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
Water gets cold. My fingers.
All right. These guys, they love the high life. And you know what else these athletes love? You just said it. Infidelity.
Infidelity. Dude. Yeah. They love to stick it.
Like Kobe and Vanessa, God rest his soul, by the way, the more Lorenzen.
I'm gonna say something bad about. Yeah.
What? I'm not saying anything bad about Kobe. Okay. I know. But I will just be honest. The more Lorenzen would cheat on Shara, the bigger diamond Shara would wear. That is very similar to Kobe and Vanessa's relationship. Would you not agree?
There was an alleged accident or thing that happened.
And then she got a massive diamond. Yes, it was not alleged. It was actually like, well, I'll say it's alleged, but it's not. Okay, so according to a book Shara would eventually write, Shara would catch Lorenzen cheating, pull the girl by her hair, and then get a 12K tennis bracelet.
Okay.
For the fuss that she had to go through. Shara seemed to have a good little temper on herself also, which, you know, I just don't blame her. If my boo was sleeping around, I would probably pull that bitch by her hair too and demand a tennis bracelet along with divorce papers.
Yeah.
Divorce papers, though, weren't in the talks until way later in their marriage. And that's probably because they had too many kids to talk about divorce. Tragedy would actually strike their family and their children in 2003 when their 11-month-old daughter, Sierra, died of SIDS just 2 weeks before her first birthday.
Oh my gosh, that's really late to die of SIDS.
I know, dude.
That is tragic.
So tragic. I can't even imagine. And but they
shout out to all those moms who are like, I just want them to sleep on their stomach. But you have the like SIDS, like paralyzing fear all the time. And the truth is they do sleep better on their stomach.
Colton, I just had sleep on his stomach and I
eventually caved too, but I was like worried.
Oh, Kyla, every time, like when she would roll over, when she would finally like figure out how to roll over, I was like, you can't roll over. You have to sleep on your back. You know? Yeah, it's really scary. They would go on to have more children after Sierra, but according to multiple sources, losing this little baby changed them both.
Sure.
And changed their relationship. And I can imagine like it did. I don't think you're ever the same after you lose a child. And from reports, their relationship became very hostile. From multiple sources, Shara was aggressive, like I said, and possibly even abusive. As time went on, also, Lorenzen's playing ability got less and less. He got old, which, by the way, three of the girls on my tennis team this week have an injury. And I just thought to myself, like, we're getting old.
This is news to you?
No, yes. Yes and no. Like, no, but yes, you know? And it happens to athletes too, because they put so much pressure on their body. And so eventually, you know, they're not playing as in many games and they're getting hurt. And that's what happened to Lorenzen. He was eventually traded to Atlanta, where he would make far less money, you know, and then you become a free agent and then you take less and less money. I mean, I think it's kind of demoralizing, right? Like, you're the top of the top for a while and then you start just kind of losing it. It's only because of time and age, which is just sad.
By the way, my kids just told me I was old yesterday.
Oh,
I told them they were asking about where we were staying. And I said, we're staying at this really cool old hotel in, you know, Waikiki. Yeah. And my daughter Ruby is like, I'm not with it, Mom. Old hotels have ghosts. Okay.
Oh, right? Kyla would love that because she would go ghost hunting in the hotel.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And Wyatt, my favorite, was like, shut up, Ruby. Old stuff is cool. Look at Mom. She's really old and she's cool.
You're like, don't I look much younger with this blonde hair and tan, tan face?
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, he's so nice.
He is.
I'm talking about Rakuten. Have you checked it out? Because I recommend you do. Rakuten is the most rewarding way to shop and save because members earn cash back on everything they buy. Rakuten is a shopping platform that partners with over 3,500 stores that I know I shop online at, like Zappos, Sephora, and Best Buy. We are all already online shopping at our favorite stores, so why not be saving while doing it? It's a no-brainer. Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop. How it works is the stores pay Rakuten a commission for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the commission with its members. You get paid via check or PayPal quarterly. Membership is free and it's easy to sign up. Start all your shopping at Rakuten.com or get the Rakuten app and start saving today. Your cash back really adds up.
You have heard me talk about my language learning skills with Rosetta Stone, and I'm telling you, I'm getting really good at it. I learned a little bit of Japanese before we went to Japan last year, and I really love the French language, so I'm learning French at the moment. Bonjour, bonsoir. I'm even getting a little bit of the accent down. Not very good, but I'm getting there. And with Rosetta Stone, it makes it so easy. I download it on my phone. I learn it in the car. It is awesome. You can do it on your desktop, wherever you find it convenient. They are there for you. And they have 25 languages, you guys, that you can use. And right now, they are giving a lifetime membership for 50% off. So you can learn as many languages as you want for your entire life, which is amazing. And the best part is, it starts off, you know, with just words and then phrases and then sentences, and then you should be able to have a conversation with somebody that also knows the language, which is, you know, my entire goal. So don't put off learning that language. There is no better time than right now. Seriously, get started before your summer vacay. Our listeners get 50% off the lifetime membership. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem it today at rosettastone.com/today. With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Well, let me tell you, mylifeinabook.com is a very unique service. I did it for my mom and my grandmother, and it has been amazing. It basically turns your mom's life stories or your grandmother's or anybody that you think is special in your life into a book. So here's how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send a question via email to the special person, whoever you choose. You can ask custom questions too, but I just kind of let My Life in a Book choose what questions to ask. And then your special person, like your mom, can type their response or they can record their voice. And My Life in a Book compiles it all in a beautiful keepsake for you. And guess what? They can even create audiobooks. I mean, this is such a unique gift that will last a lifetime for you, your mom, your children, your children's children. It is the best gift you can give. Check out mylifeinabook.com and use our code CLINK at checkout for 10% off. This is an unforgettable gift for you and your mom. Get it today. Use our code CLINK, mylifeinabook.com. Okay, so time was taking a toll on Lorenzen's body, and by 2009, Lorenzen was ready to retire at the age of 33. The problem with retiring was that Lorenzen and Shara had blown through most of Lorenzen's $55 million that he earned in the NBA.
Had a feeling.
And it sounds really ridiculously hard to go through that much money, but living the life of the rich and famous is really expensive, and not managing the wealth.
As people think. Yep.
It's like, you know, didn't that happen to one of those singers?
It happens to a lot of athletes and singers. Got to keep your mind on your money and your money on your mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So by 2010, these two were not just on the rocks in their marriage. They were going through the big D and they were broke.
Yeah.
Upon the big D, which is divorce, in this case, Lorenzen took out a life insurance policy on himself for $1 million, with the beneficiaries being his children. Like, it would go into a trust and Shara would be the executor of that trust. He was still in Atlanta and Shara was in Memphis with his kids, and he would visit them often. And although these two were divorced, it seemed like Shara still had a hold on Lorenzen when it came to Brown Chicken, Brown Cow.
Listen, I sort of get this, her having like a controlling dynamic with him just because of the way it all started. You know, like, she's always been older.
Yes.
So she could always kind of have one up.
Yes, I think that is actually how it happened. And she is a very strong personality. Like, she is beautiful. And she is tall, and she takes, like, she feels very, like, she feels powerful, you know, when you see her.
But she could have quit the gym in, like, 1 minute and not, like, 12 like me.
Oh.
She just goes in there and
she probably would have, like, owned the gym by the time she quit it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, she takes, like, things seriously.
She doesn't buy a package. Okay, I get it.
She doesn't. And she is the package, because she was still able to lure him in all the time sexually. She would send, you know, texts and photos and whatever, and Lorenzen would bite at the bit. And on July 18th, 2010, Shara was like, get your ass over here. According to one of Lorenzen's friends, Shara called and demanded Lorenzen go to his house right then, or go to her house right then. He had actually been in town from Atlanta that weekend because he was watching his daughter's recital, and then he had a baby shower. He saw his son play some basketball. And so he listened. He, like, left his friend's house and went straight over to Shara's, right on her demand. And then, well, Lorenzen disappeared.
Listeners, did you know that an estimated 5 billion plastic hand soap and cleaning bottles are thrown away each year? And if that's not bad enough, most cleaning formulas are 90% water, which is heavy to ship, leading to excessive carbon emissions. Plus, those products are often filled with nasty ingredients like chlorine and ammonia. That's a lose-lose situation for you and the planet. Nobody's trying to have that. Enter Blue Land. Blue Land is on a mission to eliminate single-use plastic by reinventing cleaning essentials to be better for you and the planet with the same powerful clean you're used to. The idea is simple. They offer refillable cleaning products with a beautiful cohesive design that looks great on your counter. Fill your reusable bottles with water, drop in the tablets, and wait for them to dissolve. Genius! You'll never have to grab bulky cleaning supplies on your grocery run again. Refills start at just $2.25. Blue Land is trusted in over 1 million homes, including mine, y'all. When I received my first shipment of Blue Land, I was blown away by how this simple concept just makes so much sense. It's so easy. You just drop the tablet into the stylish functional bottles and get your clean on. I love the subscription option because I am not trying to get one more bulky item in my cart. Blue Land products really get the job done and leave my home smelling so fresh and clean. Blue Land has a special offer for our listeners. Right now, get 15% off your first order by going to blueland.com/clink. You won't want to miss this, guys. blueland.com/clink for 15% off. Listeners, remember when everyone was doing juice cleanses and was basically hangry all the time? Well, there's a better, more sustainable way to lose weight. Ro provides access to the most popular weight loss shots on the market. The Ro Body Program pairs a weekly shot with healthy lifestyle changes so you can lose 15 to 20% of your weight in a year on average and actually keep it off. Ro's partners handle all the insurance paperwork to help get medication covered. If eligible for medication, patients have access to their provider on demand for any questions. You can sign up online from the comfort of your own home. This means no scheduling a doctor's appointment, no commute to the doctor's office, and no waiting rooms. Average weight loss is 15 to 20% in 1 year with healthy lifestyle changes, BMI, and other eligibility criteria apply. Go to ro.co/clink. Sign up today and you'll pay just $99 for your first month and $145 after that. Medication costs are separate. That's ro.co/clink.
So after that meeting on July 18th, Lorenzen was supposed to go back home to Atlanta, and he always calls his mama. Well, Lorenzen did not call his mom. And so she became real concerned. Then no one could get a hold of Lorenzen. And his mom, who is just the mother of all mothers, her name is Deborah Marion, called authorities and reported Lorenzen missing. Well, having an NBA star missing is pretty like important in the realm of find this person. And so authorities looked into it and they found that Lorenzen had actually made a 911 call from his cell phone just after midnight on July 19th, 2010. Nothing much could be heard but what sounded like running and then like a possible like, oh God, but kind of like you can't really hear it. And then a bunch of gunshots. The operator kept saying, hello, hello, hello. And then she goes, all I hear is gunshots. But she didn't do anything about it. It was like she hung up the phone.
Shit, I hate those dispatchers that are like, talk louder. They're like, I'm in the closet.
I know.
It's I would talk, but I'm trying to live, dispatcher.
Like, what the fuck, dude? You hear gunshots and somebody running? Find out where that call is coming from and send somebody there. Like, do a little work. So the operator, I guess, didn't think anything of it at the time, but obviously now it's real concerning considering that this guy is missing. So authorities went to search where the cell phone pings were coming from. And after 10 days, they were able to locate Lorenzen's body in the middle of a field. He had been shot 5 times, 2 in the head, 2 in the heart, and 1 in his arm.
That's now, a mind lot. You,
it is a lot. And mind you, it's Memphis and it is July, so it is hot as F. And he has been out there for 10 days. So
that is not fun to think about. Not at all.
No. His body was pretty decomposed from the animals and from the air. The news of Lorenzen's death was daunting to a lot of people, to all of Memphis that looked up to this guy as, you know, their hero, his friends, his family, and most of all his kids. You know, they lost their father. And someone killed this guy in cold blood, obviously. And the last person to see him was Shara. So what the heck, Shara? They were like, we need to hear from you, girlfriend. And at first she was like, I don't know. He came, he left. I don't know what happened to him. Well, after they found the body, they asked again and she had a little bit more information. She said that he was into drug dealing and that he was at her house with a bunch of money and he was going to exchange something for something with some dudes. And that's all she knew. And he must have just got caught up in a bad deal. Well, this talk about drug dealing was news to everyone as they did not
see
this side of Lorenzen before.
Yeah.
He was a pretty upstanding citizen and it was not in his general character to, you know, be slinging drugs. But again, I don't really put it past anybody because he was broke, right? So I'm going to say that I don't believe this is what happened, but I will put it out there that I think people can get caught up in situations where they need money fast and like, and people do bad things.
Listen, remember that bonus crime I did about the Olympic athlete?
Yes.
Was a track star who became a high-priced call girl.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
It can happen.
So police are at a loss because, you know, Shara doesn't know who these guys are that supposedly killed Lorenzen in the field for drugs. They didn't find any kind of money or any situation going on in that field. And there was nothing that kind of pointed fingers at anybody. No, you would think that there would be a text message or something on Lorenzen's phone that they could find, but they didn't have anything. So the police opened up the phone lines, the tip lines to say like, hey, Does anybody know who these so-called drug dealers are? Anybody that could be involved in this murder? They got some things, but nothing really concrete. And so the case just kind of, I wouldn't say it got cold, but it was chilly.
Okay.
Lorenzen's mom, she was a fighter. She would call the officers all the time. She kept them on their toes. That's what I'm saying. It was chilly, but it was like, you know, they just didn't have anything.
Right.
Deborah, Lorenzen's mom, and his father both thought that Shara had something to do with his murder, but Shara denied any involvement. She eventually would collect the insurance money, which she would spend very quickly. She married a new guy, a sheriff deputy, actually.
Like a hot minute later?
Like not too far. Yeah, not very long after.
By the way, I can't imagine that Shara and Lorenzo's mommy ever had a good relationship.
No, I think she never really cared for her. Yeah. And after that, I mean, I don't think Shara even let the kids see Deborah. So,
that'll kill it for sure.
Yeah.
But I can see if he's kind of like weak for her dominantness, he's probably like a mama's boy too.
Yes, he was. They talked every single day.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I hope to talk to my son every day, but I'm just saying it's not sexy when you be talking to your mama every day.
Okay. So she collected that insurance money. She married this sheriff deputy, didn't last too long. But during that marriage, she did write a fictional book that she says is not so fictional, called Mr. Tell Me Anything. And it's about a woman named Sharon, who married a basketball star. She basically recounts their marriage in this book and talks about her new love of her life. She drags Lorenzen through the mud with his philandering, and Lorenzen's family was pretty freaking pissed.
Yeah, and it wasn't nice.
It wasn't nice. And it
God rest his soul.
I know. And if you had nothing to do with it, how would you do that? You'd just take that to your grave. You're like, fuck, man. Yeah, he was a philanderer, but I also put up with it and got lots of diamonds, you know?
So, I also just would feel like writing a book about it when you have children, like I'm sure they're already going to like read stuff on the internet or whatever, you know, at some point. So,
yes.
But the book is too much.
Right.
I don't think that's a good mom move.
I don't think so either. And also when you're like, the murderer is still at large, it's like, maybe don't do that.
Yeah.
So after her second marriage, to this sheriff, it dissolved. She went on to another guy, a journalist, and moved her whole family to Sugar Land, Texas, which I just love that.
I just love that name too. I know we've done something there before because I think if I moved to Texas, it's going to be somewhere like Sugar Land or Dixieville or something like that.
Something. Okay. So Sugar Land, Texas, she moved her children out there. That relationship also didn't last too long. And then I think like 2 years. And then she moved her and the kids to Riverside, California. Hmm. While Shara was in Riverside, the case had a break.
Oh,
a gun was actually recovered from a pond about 90 miles away from where Lorenzen was killed. And it supposedly was related to the murder. Well, turns out...
Damn, how'd they put that together?
I'm going to tell you. Shara, she had this cousin named Jimmy Martin. Well, Jimmy was in some trouble for killing his girlfriend. And I think that Jimmy was like, I do not want to get the death penalty because, you know, in these southern states, they actually carry out that death penalty. And so he went to the powers that be.
They expedite it, yeah.
To make a deal. Mm-hmm. He said, I will tell you what happened to Lorenzen Wright if you get me life deal, not a death deal. And they said, start talking.
Yeah, good deal.
And so Jimmy first led them straight to the gun. They also saw that Shara was paying for Jimmy's legal expenses in the past. Seems like Jimmy kind of got in some trouble often. Jimmy's recollection to what happened to Lorenzen is really all that we have to go on because no one else has talked except for Jimmy. And I think when I tell you what Jimmy said, I think it's mostly right. I think there is probably some, not stretching of the truth, but like, I don't think Jimmy takes full accountability. So I have this feeling that Jimmy was probably more involved than he said he is, but whatever.
Okay.
So Jimmy says that Shara was out of money and wanted that $1 million life insurance policy and really didn't want Lorenzen anymore. And she was seeing a new boo, her landscaper, a guy named Billy Ray Turner, who was also a deacon at the church that she attended.
Shit.
So she plotted with Billy Ray.
Billy Ray, the deacon?
The deacon.
Damn.
The landscaper deacon to off Lorenzen and brought in Jimmy to help. So the three of them actually had attempted to kill Lorenzen once before in Atlanta. They all went down there and Lorenzen wasn't actually there at his apartment. So the plan foiled. Jimmy claims the night that Shara lured Lorenzen into the field, he wasn't there. He said it was just Shara and Billy Ray Turner. This is where I'm like, I don't know if I believe that, but maybe. He said they lured him into that field. And then when Lorenzen figured out what the heck was going on, he started to run away. And that's when he called 911, right? And he tried to hop over a barbed wire fence, got caught up, fell, and that's when they killed him. After Lorenzen was dead in the field, the two, Billy Ray and Shara, both went to Jimmy's house to ask him if he had a metal detector, in which he said his mother did, gave it to them, and they went back out to the field to recover a gun that they had lost and some bullet casings. Jimmy says Billy Ray and him drove out to a pond 90 miles away to dispose of that gun. He also said that Billy had sawed off the serial number to the gun before dumping it in the pond, which seems like that is really the gun that was there for 7 years and there was no serial number attached to it. Also, I think they had once tried to recover that gun before, never found it. So the second attempt, they actually did find it.
I'm trying to think of who I would call with a metal detector.
I have one. I mean, it's a kid's one.
Oh, I'll call you.
I'm sure it, like my kid was given it to it for like some birthday, but
oh
yeah. So you can call me. I have one for you.
Okay.
Jimmy's story, like I said, I think it's pretty accurate. I think that I'm not convinced that Jimmy wasn't actually there at the time. The cell phone records do have Billy Ray Turner's phone in the same vicinity, pinging the same cell phone towers as Lorenzen's. I think Shara might have left her phone at home. There was barbed wire fence there. There was like a cutout in a barbed wire fence that supposedly he got tripped up in. And after they retrieved that gun and had all of Jimmy's story, they were able to arrest Billy Ray and Shara. They were going to try them both together. And also, by the way, once they recovered that gun, Shara had she had Googled how long do fingerprints last on a gun? Do fingerprints last on a gun underwater? How long do fingerprints last underwater on a gun? I'm like, probably don't do that.
Yeah, probably don't do that.
So they arrested the two. And while they were waiting for their trial, Shara actually went kind of nuts in the prison. I don't know if she did it on, I don't know if her mind was actually going nuts or if she did it so she could get some sort of insanity plea. Like she would turn on the water in her cell and try to plug up her cell and then take off her clothes and yell, I'm going swimming. She had a ton of infractions in jail. She's not a good jail citizen.
I can't imagine. She's used to being bossy pants.
Yeah. Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
She did eventually calm down, and before she went to trial, she took a plea deal where she would plead guilty and sentenced to 30 years in prison with the possibility of parole. She says she only took that deal for her children, which I think she's probably guilty. And she already was up for parole. And she got sentenced, I think, in 2000 and I want to say like 19 or 20. And she already was up for parole in 2022, which she didn't get.
Okay.
Billy Ray, on the other hand, maintained his innocence, went to trial, and was sentenced to life plus 40. Because when he was arrested, he had a bunch of firearms on him in his possession. And although, like you said, he seemed like a deacon and a good guy, a business owner, he had a rough past. He spent some time in prison on an assault and kidnapping charge. And he, since he was a convicted felon, he is not allowed to have any guns in his possession. So they got to tack on some years to his sentence.
Yeah, I'll bet you he's pulling the like, you know, come find God with me. He's like prison. Running like that crew in prison.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. As for Lorenzen's children, I heard that at least a couple of them have reconnected with their grandmother, Deborah, which I am very happy to hear. They also have followed in their father's footsteps playing college basketball, but I don't think any have made it to the big leagues yet. But I wish them all like super love and successful lives. Right before we started filming, one of my friends came over to my house and he was like, "Oh, what are you talking about this week?" And so I told him, and he was a college athlete as well. And he was like, "Oh, I know Lorenzen Wright." And I was like, "You know him? And he was like, "Well, my friend knew him really well." And I was like, "Well, do you have any info?" And he said that his friend told him that Lorenzen was caught up with some drug dealer, bad people, along with his wife and the people in that circle. So I don't have any concrete evidence to that. And it's total hearsay from a friend of a friend, but so I don't know.
Well, I mean,
I can imagine that's why Sheriff,
you're
said
an
that.
Athlete. You're kind of flashy. The drug dealing types tend to attach themselves to flashy people. First yes. Use is free. You know,
yeah,
it's a possibility,
right? Yes. Yeah. So sad story, because the guy was 34 when he was killed. And I feel like he had like a good life ahead of him, even if he wasn't, you know, him and Sheriff.
He could have sucked it up and been like a coach or something.
Totally. I think Shara was the one that was like, "What the heck am I going to do with my life? I mean, sell your jewelry.
Cash in your handbags."
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Start by turning in your house note earrings. You
that's
and Erica
right.
Jane.
I know.
Who still has the damn earrings, I think.
Of course she does.
She got them back.
Oh my God. Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyways, if you have not rated and reviewed us, please do so. Gretchen only likes to see the positive ones. So if you want to make her happy, give us a 5-star. If you want to make me happy, give us a 5-star also. And then if you haven't checked out Five Crimes, FIVECrimes.com, and you will get the most luxurious products you've ever felt in your entire life. The Smooth Criminal, take that shit in the shower, put it on your face every other day, put it on your body every day, and your skin is going to feel like butter. And then of course, like I said, the Scandalous Scalp for Gretchy and her hair and my hair, you guys, it's like so long.
Luminous Lust. Summer's around the corner, people. Mix it in with your moisturizer.
I need to do that today.
It's the perfect gradual tan.
It is. And the whipped body butter is so
on top of it.
So
perfect.
Lovely. Yeah. So we hope you enjoy all of that. The serum we use every single day. It smells so delish too. So it's 5 products, that's all. And we hope you love them as much as we love them. And then I think that's it. Again, Crime Con's coming up and we hope to see you in Nashville in the end of May. Clinkety, clink, clink, clink.
Clink, clink.